been giving a lot of coverage this year to the state legislative session, and joining us this morning is Senator Tim Rave of Baltic. Tim, how you doing this morning?
Doing real good. I'm just heading into work, get back into the swing of life outside the legislature.
Well, I know it's a grueling 40 days for you guys during the course of the session. What do you think are the big accomplishments this year, Tim?
Oh, you know, I think first you got to look at the extra $2.2 million that we directed specifically at teacher pay. And, you know, even though we don't obviously set teacher pay, we wanted those dollars to try and bring up the base of the teachers in the state. So I think that was probably accomplishment number one. Getting some extra money to those frontline healthcare providers, we were able to give those folks an extra, I think, $800,000, and then through some different federal programs that are affiliated with those Medicaid providers, they were able to leverage that 2-to-1. So that helps get the pay up for those folks taking care of the most needy there on the front lines, kind of the boots on the ground folks. So,
as you talk about education, then what was the total percentage increase for education this year? Was it like 3.35? Is that what I read?
Yeah, just short of 3.4. I think it was 3.66 something. So, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, there were questions as to, it seemed that lawmakers were pretty committed in coming up with more money for education. The question would be how much?
Well, you know, it was obviously all summer we'd been hearing 3.8 was the number the educators would like, and I knew that was going to be a high stretch. Back in October, it was looking at like 1.6, and revenues were bleak and things were pretty grim back then. So it was great to get up to 3.4 when the those large amounts of unclaimed property came in, and the governor was able to pretty innovatively figure those into the budget and leverage some ongoing dollars. So that was it. You know, it allowed us some flexibility here towards the end to find some extra dollars using the revenue estimates. So we were pretty happy about that.
12 minutes past 7, Senator Tim Rave of Baltic is on the line with us. I know Medicaid is one of the things that, you know, as you and I spoke several times throughout the session, and we knew would be a big issue. It's one you've been pretty close to and a part of, failing to expand Medicaid this session. What are your thoughts on the debate, and where do we go from here, Tim?
Well, you know, I guess, yeah, like you said, I was kind of in the middle of that, and it was a little frustrating at the end that, you know, Kathleen Sebelius and the federal government couldn't find a way to compromise that, you know, would be a solution to work for us long term here in the state that would make sure we had long term viability of that program. And I know everybody says, oh, gosh, it's only one or two million now, and it's all be fine. Just take the plunge and go. And but I know how I've been there long enough. I know how that goes when they aren't able to keep that commitment. And all of a sudden you've got all these folks you're taking care of. Now you got to come up with an extra, you know, $50 to $100 million plus. And there's no way we could do that if they didn't keep their commitment. So we have to do something that makes sense for us long term. And I'm hopeful that, you know, at some point they still will come around to helping us help those folks 100% of poverty and under. I think probably the most frustrating thing, Greg, is that those folks between 100 and 138% of poverty can get insurance on the healthcare.gov, whatever that website. And so it's frustrating that, you know, obviously they don't really want that because they're paying a lot of money for those subsidized premiums through the website, and they'd prefer us to put them on Medicaid and pay for it that way. So I'm hopeful that they still will come around. We come up with a solution that works, but we'll see where the summer takes us.
Yeah, but I'm curious where you're going to, you know, what you would try to do moving forward and what you might see happening between now and, you know, next year.
Well, you know, just I think just those conversations will continue. I know that our Democrat friends, some of my good friends in the leadership on the other side, they were going to continue to work with the federal government from their end and try and persuade them to at least come back to the table, see if we can't come up with some kind of compromise that works for everybody. And so we'll see where that goes.
One of the things that I thought was sure to come out of this legislative session was a texting ban, and then it seemed all but dead, and then like a phoenix rising, there was the texting ban. What were your thoughts on the ban and the process?
Well, I think at the end of the day, if we had to have a texting ban, that the secondary offense was, sure something I preferred over a primary offense, especially it seemed a little silly that you could have your phone up to your face talking on it, but you and could get pulled over for that and say, were you texting and driving? No, I was just talking on the phone. Oh, okay, well, that's fine. Go on your merry way. None of that seemed right. To me, it had to be an all-or-none deal. So I like the secondary approach. It's still a little patchworky, if you will, with municipalities still being able to, have higher or lower, not lower standards, but higher standards, and then different standards across the state. So I would like to see some resolution to that, but I guess, this is where we're at right now. So
it's 7:16, partly cloudy and 32. Senator Tim Rave of Baltic is on the line with us, getting a recap of this year's legislative session. One of the things I know that's getting coverage and has received a lot of conversation are talk about the vehicle bills, the bills that really are kind of placeholders for other bills and wind up being amended, changed, hog-housed. What are your thoughts on the use of those vehicle bills in the legislature?
The perfect example was the last day. We had to suspend the rules to put a bill in to give the teachers that extra money for that pay. And so, that's exactly why we do that. So, one, you're not taking somebody else's bill and trying to the vehicle bill is so much cleaner, in my opinion, because it's got the right title, it covers the right topic. And, back in the past, there's stories of people saying, well, they both had "the" in the title, so we could change that whole bill, gut it, and put a whole new topic on it. And, that's not happened in my 12 years that I've been there. But this way, it's so much cleaner that you go, oh, gosh, we've got something. Like I had one that was to affect medical services. Well, at the end of the day, real late in the session, Senator Representative Scott Munsterman grabbed that bill and put a study on there to study this autism issue and insurance mandates. So, that was, for him, that worked out good. We spoke about it. I said I was fine with it. And he utilized then, so I'm actually now the sponsor of the bill that has the autism study, even though it wasn't my idea. But that's the whole point of having those. And like I said, at the end of the day, we didn't have any vehicles left to give that extra money to the teachers. And so that's why you keep those around. It's just more of a kind of a clerical housekeeping issue than anything. It really took on kind of a life of its own that it didn't need to, in my opinion.
What do you feel of the, critics who say that this kind of, when we use the vehicle bills, it kind of shuts the public out from having a chance to respond?
Well, again, those still have to come, like the autism study, that still went before a committee and then, of course, was debated on both floors. So, and the teacher pay issue, the same. We debated that on the floor and had that discussion about giving that extra money to those teachers. So there's nothing hidden about it. It's different than the normal flow, but at the end of the day, it all still works out the same.
All right. Well, as you look back on the last 40 days and the main run of the legislature, what are your final thoughts, Tim?
Well, gosh, I think it was as good as any session I've been at. It was, it seemed to me, being on the inside, fairly uneventful, except for, like you said, the texting ban was kind of a splash in the newspaper and the media, and the teacher pay was certainly, I think, got a little bit of play there at the end. But overall, it seemed to be fairly quiet. It's probably better to ask somebody like you from the outside looking in, going, what you thought. I thought it was fairly quiet, to tell you the truth. But
well, listen, it's we really appreciated having the chance to visit with you throughout the session and to have you on. And as things come up, we hope to visit with you again.
Anytime, Greg. Take care.
You too. So long. That's Senator Tim Rave of Baltic. He's a Republican leader in the Senate.